Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, a book that offers a practical look at universal energy and offers the means to harness this higher source of intelligence and love for your development and most successful life experience. I am most delighted to welcome today Ernesto Ortiz, author of Akashic Records, who is the founder and director of Journey to the Heart, a company dedicated to uplifting consciousness and the well-being of people. He is a noted artist, author, and therapist. Hello, Ernesto.
Cheryl, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Ernesto, as listeners of Healing From Within well know, we explore the realms of practical physical life and the mysteries of the unseen to form a better understanding of the expansive nature of life and the ways we have to illuminate the human spirit and reach our greatest human potential. In sharing the stories of the authors who have been interviewed on the show, we find that no challenge is too difficult, and ultimate happiness, joy, and prosperity may be created from the most unusual set of circumstances or events. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Ernesto will share his practical and profound insights into the Akashic Records, a place and state of consciousness for individual healing, growth, and self-realization. By experiencing the Akashic Records, you may learn a sacred prayer that has the potential to bring change into your life, be able to heal past and present, and move with greater ease and inspiration into your future, and also to mix the energy of the Akashic Records with any other healing modality to bring you to the next level of your true potential and to learn an easy, powerful way of protection and to always be connected to Source and Spirit. And for you and I, Ernesto, being connected to Source and Spirit is very important.
Yes, absolutely.
Ernesto, I often ask my guests to think back to their childhood to retrieve a memory or a sense of their interests and values in order to see if the interests and goals they now pursue were present at the beginning. Can you tell us something of that earlier time?
Oh, absolutely. My spiritual life started when I was probably 7, 8 years old, maybe even earlier. I was born in Mexico City, and lucky to have been born in a very well-to-do family. They owned coffee plantations, so every time we went to the farm, instead of spending the time with my cousins and nephews, etc., I spent it out with the workers. And to make a very long story short, you know, being out with the workers, not only I learned how to pick coffee, etc., but they embraced me, and when they embraced me as one of their own, then I start witnessing the world of magic and mystery, the world of mysticism, of Mexican shamanism, even though I didn't know what it was. So that was, at a very, very, very early age, 7, 8, 9 years old, the introduction to a world of mystery. At the same time, you know, I was born in a Catholic family, so I also had the Catholic religion happening at the same time. So this was my introduction. When I was 12 years old, after I witnessed many, many healings from the shaman men and women that were the heads of the group, I witnessed the man, the shaman, doing a cleansing ceremony with an egg on this woman, and when he finished and cracked the egg, this black substance like tar came out. When I saw that, at that very moment I said, wow, I want to learn how to do that. So that was the moment at 12 years old when I was consciously aware that there was something there unique that I needed to learn, even though I didn't know what it was. So that statement, I want to do this, I want to learn how to do it, opened doors of unlimited opportunities that have happened throughout my life and that has brought me to this present moment.
Well, I know you have studied with renowned teachers in transpersonal psychology, shamanism, music therapy, and body work, and you're an
Yes.
honorary ceremonial pipe carrier. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, many years ago, about 30 years ago, I started doing Native American sweat lodges. And I remember the very first time I held the sacred pipe, the sacred Chanupa is called in Lakota, in my hands inside of a sweat lodge, and that just took me way back to a past life memory of holding a sacred pipe in a sacred circle like that. When we finished the ceremony, I told the medicine woman that was conducting it, "I want to get one of these," and she just laughed at me. And she said, "One will come to you when the right one is when is your time."
Well, you
I
see, you were putting out your intentions, and
exactly.
ultimately, when we do that and it's right for us, if it's in our life path and destiny, it will happen if we do the work.
We create an affinity based on the statement, the interest, and how we allow the energy to flow. Basically, in this case, in the way I which I allow the energy to flow is by start attending monthly sweat lodge ceremonies with this woman. Her name was Baird Eagle Bear, that I now call my spiritual grandmother. Baird unfortunately passed away about 6 months ago. But 4 years after that date, and it was almost to the day because it was with summer solstice, she called me inside of the sweat lodge and she said, "I have a gift for you." And I said, "Okay, grandmother, what is it?" And she offered me the pipe. And so she sang to the pipe, and I woke in the pipe and made me a ceremonial pipe carrier of the Lakota Nation. And now that is the pipe that I carry with me when I do shamanic workshops and I share with the community.
That's beautifully said. And in my new book, The Living Spirit: Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, I try to share stories of these ancient healing traditions. I am a Reiki master teacher, and if we can merge those ancient healing traditions with modern allopathic medicine, we will have a clearer view of who we are as spiritual and physical beings, and they can work supportively together. And that is my hope and goal, to not
That's
have
very
any
nice.
of the past shunted aside, but to bring everything together into the oneness and beauty, because the ancient traditions had us so close to nature and spirit and higher consciousness and love and compassion. And our modern world has lost a great deal of that, and we need to have it reemerge in our souls and in our thinking and in our behaviors in order to
Absolutely.
bring more harmony, right, back to the world. Now,
Absolutely. You use a keyword there, which was oneness. And that is something that I talk about, and I hear it so much, but not that many people are truly merging everything into that essence of oneness, which is to stop the duality, stop the dualism, the like and the dislike, that my religion is better than yours, my spiritual path is higher than yours, and all that. When we're talking, we're here to talk about the Akashic Records and so much more, which we are. But in the word Akasha means primary or primordial substance, which is this essence, this substance that is throughout the universe that we can tap into by just bringing our vibration to a higher degree of itself, to be able to connect into a dimensional reality that is accessible to everyone. And within that, everything is one. Everything is connected. Everything is just in the essence of the spirit of love. Now, you talked about healing practice and all that. I have numerous students, numerous that are psychotherapists or psychologists that are using the Akashic Records in their practice. But practical application, there is a neurosurgeon in Malaysia that took my class about 3 to 4 years ago. Classes, a retreat, all three levels of the Akashic Records. And this man, this medical doctor, before he goes to the surgical room, he sits there for 5 minutes, quiet himself down, and then he opens his Akashic Records, and then he walks into the surgical room, and he tells me that with the guidance of the masters and teachers, with the lords of Akasha, then he performs a 10-hour brain or spinal surgeries. Now, Talk about a beautiful, beautiful way of merging, allopathic medical, medicine to something as unique and as profound as the Akashic Records.
Well, thank you very much for that, because that is the future of medicine, and that is the future of religion, and that is the future of our financial structures and educational systems. We will return to a truer understanding of who we are, and it's happening right now. I have
It
had
is
met.
happening right now.
Yeah,
Yes, absolutely. The awakening potential is taking place in the world right now, and I call it awakening potential because it's just that. If we embrace it, if we truly pay our dues, if we do the work, the spiritual work, to get to the point of enlightenment, then every moment of, I call them pops of awakening, will start creating more and more of an open mind to be able to embrace everything in the essence of love. And with that, the possibilities are unlimited within the Akashic Records because it's a field of infinite potential.
Yes, and so are we as human and spiritual beings, representative of that higher world of energy and life. So what are, for our listeners, what are the Akashic Records?
Well, to put it in a simple way, the Akashic Records are the book of life, our book of life. They are the recordings of our soul's evolution from the moment of the soul's inception to the present moment. So they contain past and present and the possibility of unfoldment of future events. I talk about the Akashic Records as the Library of Congress of the soul. Imagine the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and they have in that library, I think is over 650 miles of shelf space with over 202 million items. Well, the information there is unlimited. The Akashic Records are just like that. When you access the Akashic Records, you can go to the information desk of this library and ask the masters that are right there for very specific information about your past and your present, maybe about addictions, codependencies, pains, memories that come from previous lives that are, keeping you stuck, repetitive patterns, anything like that. And what they will do in a very kind and loving way, guide you step by step to the moment of the inception of that issue that may come from a previous life or this lifetime to be able to change the karmic imprint. And once that is done, then you're free. Then you're free to move, into your future with greater amount of self-empowerment because you're not wounded anymore. So
So,
the Akashic Records are really,
yeah,
just
so the Akashic Records are one of the most powerful tools available on the planet today to
they are
help us,
indeed.
yeah, it's to help us remember our oneness with God and our own beauty and magnificence,
Yeah,
all in one.
exactly,
Now,
exactly. And the
how
beauty of this is that the Akashic Records are not here to replace anything that you believe in. They don't come to replace your religion, your spiritual practice. They don't come to take away anything at all that you have done. Not a healing system or an artistic way of expressing yourself or anything at all. What they do is they come to enhance, to bring yourself to the next level of your own personal potential. And once you get to that next level, then don't be satisfied and ask for more because we are unlimited. And the Akashic Records is an unlimited field of personal potential.
great. Now tell us about the Akashic Prayer and how it came to be known.
The Akashic Record prayer, what we're talking about is vibrational frequencies, Cheryl. And what we are doing when we say the prayer with the formula that I share with my students is we bring our energy as high as it can possibly go. We fine-tune ourselves to the next vibrational frequency that we can plug into. And then the masters, the lords of Akasha, lower themselves as much as they can so we can get plugged in and connected to that field. Now, once we are plugged into that field, then we can explore what is available there. There are unlimited number of fields, Buddha fields, Christ consciousness fields, Akashic fields right now, and they're as thick as molasses, but we are so dense that we are not able to perceive them. So when that density is removed, when we start fine-tuning, when we start vibrating more our crystalline nature, instead of the carbon self nature that most of us have, when we start, you know, vibrating like that, then we can plug into this frequency, and right there is where the magic lies.
You know, I have to tell a story here, because when I was first studying Reiki energy healing, and I was in an unfoldment group trying to raise my vibration so I would be able to download messages from this higher field of consciousness and where the Akashic Records are, my teacher would talk about the vibration. And I thought to myself, well, how do I do this? Do I take a hula hoop and just, you know, roll it around and around until I get there? And I know it comes from desire. It comes from intention. It comes from hard work. It comes from letting go and doing the work consistently on yourself to let go of your past fears and limitations so you can be at a higher level for the guides and teachers and holy vibrational beings to come down so you can meet them. And I get information for my clients, information to help them realize their true potential and to know. It's like a spiritual report card that they know they are on track for developing all the beauty of their soul in this world to have the most joyful life positive. So I understand what you're saying, and I just wanted to share with people. It takes time and effort.
Well, it did. In this particular case, the Akashic Work of prayer is what creates that vibrational affinity. So no, it doesn't take time. It takes the desire. It takes an open heart to be able to say, okay, here I am, ready to change my frequency, ready to change my life, and then be able to take this prayer and read it and create that vibrational affinity. So there is a system, you know, there is a big system, and everything in detail is explained in my book, but it's not that difficult, and it really doesn't take that long of a time. Now, my goal is not only to teach this prayer. Yes, I do consultations for others, and that's fine and dandy. I tell them the messages from the Akashic Records, but what I really want, my mission, is to empower people so they don't.
So they can do it themselves, yes.
They can do it themselves.
They can have their.
And as they learn to do it themselves and they start shining their light, they start letting go of their fears, their codependencies, their addictions, etc., and start becoming more beautiful and more abundant. That is going to be contagious, and other people would like to have that. And, you know, so it's the 100 monkey effect, you know. Is I don't want it just for myself. I want it for everyone. And luckily, you know, graciously, the Spirit has provided me with the means of doing that. And I travel all over the world, truly all over the world, teaching the Akashic Record material.
That's wonderful. And your prayer, as I read it, I have heard some similar expressions in my own training, but as you say, if I would have had that, perhaps I would have moved along quicker. And as readers go to your book, they will be able to access this prayer. They will find the means to do the exercise to open up their heart energy and say the prayer exactly as it is written. And you give four other prayers, a forgiveness prayer, a prayer for releasing outside influences, a prayer for loved ones and entities, and a prayer for personal cleaning. So this is a very important part of your book, and I suggest that people purchase it so that they can get the information they need. But Ernesto, you beautifully discussed the Buddhist ideology of samsara and its importance in liberating us from attachment and karma and things that must be let go of so we can raise our vibration and use this methodology and access this wonderful source of information to develop our soul presence. So tell us something about samsara.
Samsara is a word that is used in Buddhist terminology, and is the cycle of suffering between birth and death. So it's actually from birth to the next rebirthing cycle, because the soul can continue suffering if, you know, after death, if they have not liberated themselves from the wounds and the pains on this world. So this is the world of samsara. This is the world of suffering. You can just look at the world around us, and everybody is suffering of something, you know. And so if we do the work through the Akashic Records, through prayer, through meditation, through mantras, through what I call the view, meditation, and action in my book, then people can start getting liberated, and little by little, by letting go of fears, pains, and wounds, they start experiencing life with less suffering. And then is the non-attachment that people talk about, but everybody's so attached to something, even attached to be non-attached, you know?
Yes. True.
Yeah.
True.
But when we get to that point of truly experiencing life through the eyes of love, of kindness and compassion, then life gives us back in a way that there is far less pain and suffering. Now, can we liberate ourselves completely, 100% of samsara or pain and suffering in this lifetime?
Probably not.
I don't know, but I'm working towards it. And I have witnessed with my own personal life, you know, some outstanding miracles in relation to pain, physical pain, for example. I was 11 months ago, I was in a severe automobile accident. Even though I was out of my car, my right leg was completely shattered. They said, oh, you know, it's going to be difficult to walk, whatever. Well, now I'm walking all over the place. But anyway, from the moment of the accident to this very moment right now, I have experienced zero pain, none whatsoever. So through the spiritual work that I have done, I have been able to get to a point of conquering physical pain. Now, does it mean that I don't have suffering in other areas of my life? No, I do, but I am working consciously, and that is the key word, consciously, to be able to get to the point of liberating all pains through love, kindness, and compassion, to be able to get rid of the samsaric state in my life.
Well, the main point of the story you just told is that healing on a multidimensional level, mind, body, and spirit, is possible by addressing this higher consciousness and working with the healers in an infinite capacity. So yes, that's true. The main story there is you have trust. I have trust that healing is available to us. And I have interviewed many guests on the show who were close to death and, due to faith and spiritual guides, survived. One of them was Dr. Eben Alexander, who's author of Proof of Heaven, a neurosurgeon who had meningitis. He wasn't expected to live. And he lived and told his story. And then another was Anita Morjani, author of Dying to Be Me, who had cancer for 4 years and was healed through alternative methods, and then had a near-death experience. And her guide said to her, if you wish to tell this story, we will heal you. You will live like your leg was healed.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way it is. Well, I have also drowned it twice in this lifetime, so I have died twice in this life. So I do have that experience already in my life. And this time with my leg, I was 1.5 seconds away from the car that hit my car to hit me. So I could have died. So that was, you know, just a half an inch away from my body. So I have experienced that. And, you know, it is a transformation, which is in shamanism, when someone that is trying to or learning to become a shaman, if they have a death experience, then they are truly considered to be in the path of shamanism.
Yes, I have interviewed many people on the show who have had near-death experiences, and it has opened up their potential to a greater level. So the purpose of reaching up to spirit, or raising your vibration to access this field of information, the Akashic Records, is to discover actually our true destiny and our life path, so we can proceed to manifest our most joyful and prosperous life, eliminate the limitations and fears and sorrows and suffering, so we can go to a higher level of living. And it is very, very possible, as you and I are describing here.
Oh, it is absolutely, yes, it's possible. I'm, you know, I'm living the life of my dreams. I am happy, you know, and to me, the most important thing is for people to be happy. You know, if they can truly get to the point of living the codependencies, leaving behind the addictions, the pains, the needs, the greed, the anger, and all of that, and embrace a life of love, then they can be happy. And there is the potential is there for everyone to be happy. You know, just look at where we are. We're not in the middle of Afghanistan or Syria or someplace like that in the world where the karmic condition is such that you're almost trapped in there. We are in America. We're living in Western countries. I just came back from Malaysia and Hong Kong, where I was teaching. Even in places like that, they have freedom. So we have earned this lifetime, this opportunity to be awake, to be in this lifetime to awake, so we can achieve a higher consciousness and with that impact the world in a better way.
Beautifully said. And I would like to say that I would like the people struggling in the Middle East with their karmic situation and the tragedies and the horrors of their life, that they too might be led to a higher vibration and life of peace. And I'm hoping for it. And I'm hoping, and I'm sending my energy, and so many of us are hoping to help those souls also.
That's right.
Thank you, Ernesto Ortiz, for a beautifully written and detailed view of the place where our minds and hearts might visit our highest selves for a greater understanding of pure love and intelligence without the attachments and illusion of our physical life journey. For more information and to purchase the Akashic Records, go to Journey 2, and that's numeral 2, theheart.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have attempted to unify the world of spirit with our physical life values to find a more beautiful aspect of soul and a greater understanding of how to move past the attachments, desires, and fears of our everyday consciousness to find the part of ourselves that lives in love and peace and a truer view of higher consciousness for our personal and global evolution. Ernesto has shared a great understanding of how we may connect to the Akashic Records, our master teachers, and loved ones in spirit to explore the most intimate sense of our being for greater wisdom and clarity about the nature of life. As Ernesto wrote, what creates this grasping, this attachment we develop, and the suffering that occurs in a human life? The ego is the source of all self-grasping, self-cherishing, and self-absorption. These three are the root of all suffering and all hard-heartedness. The ego is a fragment of the psyche observing the rest of itself from a psychological distance, but at the same time infiltrating the whole. We actually need the ego to operate in life, but we need a healthy ego, not an altered ego. If it weren't for the ego, we wouldn't wonder about our true place on this earth. Our ego gives us the sense of being human and our ability to know ourselves and the ability to fall in love with everything, including the mysteries. As humans, we have the awareness and consciousness to know that we have the potential to become anything we want. Ernesto and I have discussed today the Buddhist ideology, samsara, referring to the cycle of birth, suffering, death, and rebirth, and how to experience liberation from the attachments, addictions, fears, and distractions that hold us back from reaching a state of clarity, nirvana, transcendence. The more you work with meditation and other mindful practices and develop a relationship with your masters and teachers and with the knowledge of the Akashic Records, the closer you will come to feeling love for yourself, love for others, and love for life itself. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear dedicated and enlightened authors reveal the mysteries of our physical and our universal lives as we move forward to develop the best within ourselves, within our communities, and within our world in these changing times of hopeful possibilities. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.